This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, head coach for Miami, Mario Cristobal. He kind of downplays the portal stuff. He says it happens all the time. He was asked Wednesday if he thought opponents would attempt to contact former players for inside information during the playoff and portal overlap. Said it happens all the time, but he's not pointing the finger at any players who have left the program. He says, quote, if you don't think it happens, we're kidding ourselves. But I blame the adults. We created this system, right? We're supposed to be setting an example. We're supposed to be setting the standard. When you create a system that has as many holes as it does, shame on you if you're surprised by some of the results that come with it. Right. I think we can all kind of agree student athletes aren't necessarily doing anything wrong. They're just taking advantage of the system that is college sports. I don't really blame the college athletes, really. I mean, if they were under a contract and they made a commitment to a business, that part kind of bothers me. If you make a commitment, your word, your signature should be your bond. But
yeah, that demand. Part, DeMond Williams had not signed that contract. It's like, okay, I'm going to see what I can do to at another school. I would understand this. You sign that contract, rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. Ole Miss coach Pete Golding scoffed at the idea that he had sent a message with two college football playoff wins after Lane Kiffin left for LSU. According to ESPN, he said Wednesday, I don't have blank to say to anybody. He was asked during the final news conference before his team plays Miami in the CFP semifinal, the Fiesta Bowl, if he had something to say to Kiffin or those who doubted Ole Miss would be in this situation after the events of the past 6 weeks or so. He said there was already a culture created. They knew the expectation. The only thing that was different was who's running them out of the tunnel. And to be honest with you, I don't think the players give a damn who runs them out of the tunnel. They care about their plan. They care about being held accountable and how they're going to prepare. And they care about people that care about them. That's been the message our players have created. I don't have blank to say to anybody. Yeah, well said.
Well, if he had something to say, he could have said it to me because I doubted them.
And you know what's funny is I kind of didn't. Because this is actually a compliment to Lane Kiffin. He created this. He is a great coach. He's a hell of a recruiter. He knows his football. He built up a great program. He just turned out to kind of be that dude that we all thought he was. You know, he's going to jump ship for more money. He hadn't changed, ultimately.
Soulless.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. And back to the DeMond Williams thing. He said on social media Tuesday night he is entering the transfer portal. Days after he agreed to return to the Huskies for the 2026 season. I have to do what is best for me and my future. He signed a contract to return to the Huskies last week. That's what I want to know more about, though, Mike. What is this contract? Pete Thamel of ESPN said the deal was near the top of the market. Sources told Thamel that Washington is prepared to pursue all legal avenues to enforce Williams' signed contract. You want him back, though? Even if you win this battle, do you want him back?
I mean, you got him. He followed the coach there. He was going to go to Arizona, followed the coach to Washington. they put everything behind him. I understand if you want to go somewhere else, but like if you're getting top of the market money and suddenly you are transferring to somewhere else because you think you can get more, I mean, that to me, that sounds like tampering and bad advice. Like it sounds like Joel Klatt, who I think is right on the money about a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
But it sounds like he's getting some bad advice, and maybe I shouldn't be so hard on him, and I maybe shouldn't be so hard on all these young people, because they have a bunch of pressures that I never had to deal with.
Well, and they might not ever get this opportunity again. Like, Mike, there's a lot of really good college quarterbacks, right?
Not a lot of them are going to the NFL.
Right. Or if they do, it's a journey. They get on a practice squad or... I mean, Quinn Ewers was what? Was he a sixth-round pick, seventh-round pick? And Quinn Ewers was the man for a moment there in the NCAA. Tim Tebow's a big name. He's one of the greatest college football players to ever do it. Now, he did get drafted in the first round by your boy Josh McDaniels.
He ain't my boy.
He was at one point. Most people don't think he should have been drafted in the first, second, third, or fourth round.
I remember us having this conversation right after he was drafted.
Yeah, it was wild. They had two draft picks that year, two first-rounders, and they took DT with their first one. And then
great, great draft pick.
And then a couple picks later, they took Tim Tebow.
Traded up for.
Yeah, but that's just – so that's why with these kids – kids, I don't like to call them kids if they're 18, because I was not a kid when I was 18.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I was expected to pay my own way and do all that stuff, get jobs and all that stuff at 18. So it's hard for me to – just because you play football – you're a lot bigger and stronger than me. You should be even thought more of as a man.
Like, it's weird. They're men when they're being praised, but they're kids when they're being picked on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well said. But that's the thing. Like, I don't blame these guys for trying to get money and earn while they can. Like, you gotta realize the NFL is a pipe dream. Playing Division I football, even at CSU, but damn sure the Ohio States and the Washingtons and stuff, like that is a dream. Like these guys, a lot of dudes on that Washington roster, out of all 100 and however many of them there are, I can't keep track of how many they can keep now, how many of them play professional football? I mean, what's the percentage from a team like Washington?
I mean, there was a couple years ago, they had like 8 of them drafted, but I mean, that's a great year. 8 drafted.
Yeah.
From one roster.
Yeah, and that's a great year, sure. But
a lot of kids.
So I don't blame.
A lot of schools aren't going to get one kid drafted for years.
I don't blame them for getting all they can out of a short period of time when their market is high. It's part of this, and this is why I liked the NIL. This is why, at its core, I liked the NIL. This is why, you know, with Jeremy Bloom, a guy that's in the Olympics, that talk about once in a lifetime. I mean, how often does that happen for a person to make it to the Olympics? The guy couldn't make money off of his Olympics endorsement stuff because he was also a college football player. You know, if he wasn't playing football, he could have made money off of it, just like all the other Olympians do. But because he was playing in the NCAA still, it was a no-go. And that's why this whole thing is ridiculous. I've said it a million times. The NCAA continued to block easy things, and then it blew up in their face. It was like your whole, you know, those videos where you see water in a pipe, like those cartoons, your whole, like the Looney Tunes, you know, when the water's going through the pipe and they're just holding it with a cork. But you see the bubble and the bubble and the bubble at the end, and then finally it just explodes. That's what the NCAA was doing. We're going to try to block this as much as we can, even though it's just a few trickles of water here and there. But they kept damming it, and then it blew up to lawyer comes in and goes, hey, kid, you know you can sue the NCAA for that, right? That's not constitutional. You're a person. You should be able to earn money. Just because you're a collegiate athlete, they don't own you. And then everybody started suing the NCAA. And they lost big time. Millions upon millions of dollars. So now the NCAA's only plan is to say, I don't know. But yeah, you're doing that. I don't know. What can I do? Why is the NCAA not? Why is this on Washington, Mike? Why is this on Washington to try to take this to court? To try to try to hold him? They're already seeking legal avenues to enforce Williams' contract. Shouldn't be Washington. This should be the NCAA.
Yeah, there's no leadership there, and there's nobody there right now to do a mass fix.
Correct.
Because he's sitting right here in this room.
No, it's not you. No. Your bullet point plan, you're working about as slowly as the NCAA does.
I have a full-time job.
It doesn't matter. So do they. The president of the NCAA has other things to do. Believe it or not, he does
embezzle
have other things
money.
To do. He has other things to do. There's 4 million things wrong with the NCAA. How can you tackle all of them at once? It's damn near an impossible job. I mean, the college football playoffs is jacked up. The way our scheduling is, like, we got games tomorrow night. We got a game tomorrow night. We got a game on Friday night. If I asked you that question on Monday, would you have known without looking it up when the semifinal games were?
No.
But if I ask you, when's the NFL playoffs? When's the wild card round?
Why, we have a couple games Saturday, a couple games Sunday, and a game on Monday night.
And when's the next round?
It's going to be Saturday, Sunday, and I think there might be one Monday night.
Maybe. Yeah, it's weird because they added more, but we'll get used to it. And when's the next round?
Why, Sunday.
And when's the Super Bowl? When's the final round?
They have a bye week for some reason. Then.
Yeah, to build the hype. Which, actually, that makes sense. Kind of.
I don't love it. This is not a 25-day bye week.
When did the playoffs start? When did they start? The 23rd of December? No, that's not right. But did they start in December?
They did.
Yeah. And it's January 7th, and we're getting to the semifinals now. It was early in December, wasn't it? It was earlier than the 23rd.
Well, I remember the first bowl game was like on the 13th. And I was like, when I looked at the schedule to see when Washington was playing, I'm like, wait, they're playing on the bowl games are happening already?
They started on Friday, December 19th. The first round games were on Friday, December 19th. And then they had that weekend because they took the week off in between. So that's jacked up, right? That part's stupid.
You can have that 1 week off. I'm okay with that.
The week in between.
Yeah, the Army-Navy game.
I like boom, 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 boom. Do what the NFL does. Do the exact same thing that the NFL does.
It's not as big of a deal now that there are two bye weeks. So I'm fine with that. The NFL probably should have two bye weeks, especially since we know they're going to go to 18 games. They're going to have two bye weeks.
Smitty says the UCLA basketball player who sued the NCAA for using his image and name on the EA Sports College basketball video game was the first straw. Well, that's when it began, right? The NCAA games, because we stopped making the games. We just stopped because it was like, well, we're not going to pay them to do that, so we just won't do it. They should be paid for using their name, image, and likeness on a video game. And I do think there are certain things where if you sign a contract, if you sign your commitment to this school, we can use you in your uniform to promote the program. I don't think necessarily they should be getting money for that. I don't think so. That's but, you know, and now you got college players, what is it, Chalmers and a few other guys that are trying to sue the NCAA for using their name, image, and likeness when they're showing their highlights.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either because you're in your uniform.
Well, they're not going to be able to get that. It's not going to work because
No.
It's a free speech thing, and that has to do with news.
When you sign your commitment to a school, I believe you also sign a part that says the school can use your image to put up on a billboard to promote the program. The NCAA can use your image while you're in uniform if you're playing on an NCAA court and it's in March Madness and we want to use Ali Farouk Manesh's shot that put Kansas away and we want to use that to promote March Madness, we can do that. Okay? So we can do that. And I think that's totally fine for the NCAA to hold on to that because we can't just pay everybody for every little. That's different. Now, if you're doing external stuff, which the NCAA video game is external, that is different. you should pay those players. And they each get like $500 or something like that to do the college football game. Yeah. And I think the players that are on the cover, Travis Hunter was one of those guys. I think Quinn Ewers too. They should get more. If I'm putting you on my cover, then you're going to get 1,000 or whatever. If I'm using that to promote, but that's an external thing. That's also that's a different business. They work with the NCAA, but they're not the NCAA. They pay the NCAA to use their rights. They also should pay the players. I do. I'm sorry, Smitty. Do not ever confuse me with Go Pokes. I'm offended. Go Pokes said, I'm sure Smitty's going to love that. Nope, he did not love that. He is offended. I have offended him. Because you got two guys on completely different side of the spectrum. You got Rams diehard. You got Cowboys diehard. You know, those two just battle.
I apologize to Smitty. Go Pokes, you like the Bills.
Well, so I was looking at a text that we had from Go Pokes while I was looking at his name, and then the text at the top came in. Aaron texting in on the First Advantage text line. At least we can all agree the NCAA Board of Governors needs to go, as the Bob say. What is it you actually do? What would you say you do here? I don't know what they do. Yeah, it was Ed O'Bannon. Is that right, Smitty? Who was one of the first ones to... Yeah, that was probably the first straw. He was the lead plaintiff in O'Bannon versus NCAA, an antitrust class action lawsuit against the National College Athletic Association, which resulted in the discontinuation of the NCAA video games at that time. Yes. But the problem is... At that point, that was the answer was just to discontinue the games. We don't want to pay anybody. You just kept fighting. You kept fighting little things. And I know it's a lot of money, but these are all like logical things. Can we use Billy's picture to put on a billboard that says, this is Ram Country? Yes, we should be able to. But if a college football video game wants to come in and use Bob and say, we want to put him on the cover... That should go to that player, 100%. It's just wild how it's gotten this bad. I mean, no other league has to deal with this. No other league has to deal with this like the NCAA. I mean, you have professional sports have their issues. You know, they do. But when you don't have, and people want to knock Roger Goodell, but when you don't have that figure and you don't have legal backing and recognition from the government, I guess, you're not going to get very far. The fact that Washington is on their own on this and they're going to seek legal action against this player is erroneous. It should not happen. This should be the NCAA stepping in and saying, okay, well, let's see that contract. Is it legally binding? But then the NCAA will say, we can't say whether it is or not because everything we said was legally binding was not. And we got sued for it 23 minutes after the hour. Thanks to Lemons Heating and Cooling. Colder days, I think, Mike, are coming sometime soon, maybe? Maybe tomorrow?
Cold, yes. Precipitation, no.
No snow?
I don't want snow unless it like stays on the grass.
We're not getting snow tomorrow?
I hope not.
That makes me sad. All right, we'll talk more. We got more stuff to get to. Sean Keeler's story in the Denver Post, we'll talk about that. Keeler will join me in the 1 o'clock hour. But Lemons Heating and Cooling, talk to him. You're going to need your heater rolling, and you've been spoiled. Maybe you haven't had to use it as much, except for at night. But you know what? And the AC season's coming up not that far away. It flies by. Time flies when you're having fun. It's the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Find out what's happening in your community. Sports news and talk. Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Welcome back into the whole show, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. I'm hot and heavy on this stuff today because there's a lot of college sports a lot of issues going on there. Eastside Chris texting in. I brought it up to Brian and Tanner this morning on Good Morning NoCo. Do these higher paid students use up valuable scholarships? Yeah, they're all on scholarship, right? I mean, they're all going to school. So there's guys that are walk-ons and stuff that don't have scholarships, but for the most part, these players are also utilizing the scholarship portion of this. And this is why I say the best option is to give them an option. Hey, are you going to go to school here? If the answer is yes, okay, well, you were offered so many dollars that part of that will come out of your contract to cover tuition. But also the problem with that, Mike, that does not erase NIL. It never goes away. So I can come in with my salary cap of my $20 million and give you $1 million, and you can tell me, yeah, but I also want to go to school. Okay, great. Then I'll give you, I don't know, what's tuition? What is it? Fine, we'll take that out of your $1 million contract. Great. Well, Billy Bob can also go out and get endorsement deals to stay. So there, you say you like the option, and the more we talk about it, I don't even know if I like that, because they're still going to be able to get NIL deals. I mean, that's what we're coming down to. They're still going to be able to get those name, image, and likeness deals no matter what, because the NCAA can't fight that. So are they using up valuable scholarships? Yes. The answer is yes. They are. So you're giving them scholarships, plus you're giving them, some of these guys are getting millions of dollars. So they're getting double. And the only way you fix that, this would be good for college, because then you would have more scholarships to give out. You'd save money there.
I'd dump the whole scholarship thing. They can pay for their own college if they have the money for it.
And that's probably where we get into the division between the powers, Power Four and the rest. Because CSU probably wouldn't have the money to pay a full roster and sign real contracts with everybody. I mean, or you'd have it like the NFL. Yeah, you got 7 to 10 guys making pretty big money, but then a lot of other guys are making, you know, there's guys on the Broncos roster that are making hundreds of thousands of dollars. Not everybody's a millionaire. It's in the NFL, and that would be the same way for a lot of these teams in college sports.
I would go to Jared Polis and say, hey, sir, you have a lot of money. Would you give that to us? You're a sports fan. He's
how
a
does
wealthy
that,
dude.
I'm sorry. So who? Why? You're just asking him to donate money?
Yes.
Well, okay. Well, who is he donating to?
CU, CSU, UNC. He's a Colorado dude.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, but you're just talking about getting donors. And I'm telling you.
$400 million man down in Denver.
GoPoke says, the most interesting news of the day for me is the CSC doesn't approve these NIL deals. The athlete would be ineligible. Yeah, but who's keeping them from approving them? That's where I also think we're in sticky territory there, because you're telling me that they're the ones that can tell you whether it's a legitimate NIL deal or not, and I'm saying that's bogus. I mean, I can't come in and tell you, oh, that $1 million that the oil company gave you isn't legit because you're not really doing anything. Well, how do you know? Talk to the oil company. Yeah, no, we have him tweeting stuff. We have him showing up at things. We have him signing autographs for our people at our work. That's up to them to figure out. That's why this is going to have to take on the professional sports model. But the biggest thing with that, Mike, because they're still going to get endorsement deals, right? Even if it takes on the professional sports model and you sign a contract for, say, $2 million for 2 years to play, you're still going to be able to go get endorsement deals. But the point of the contract is you're locked in. So there's no tampering. Why would I tamper with you if legally you're under? This is why the NFL, you can't do that. Do you think teams are contacting Patrick Surtain's agent right now? No. He's locked up.
I mean, there's probably conversations happening, but they're not officially contacting him.
Yeah, I mean, but they can't.
They can't, but there are relationships being kept.
But even if they wanted to tamper, they couldn't. You can't, because I have the control of your contract. You can tamper and contact Patrick Surtain and his agent and say, man, we'd love to see him in a Cowboys uniform. Neat. I've got him locked up. You can't talk. You're not even supposed to do that, but it doesn't matter because I've got him locked up. You can't go anywhere.
The reason why Champ Bailey went to Denver, the reason why that trade ultimately happened, I believe, was because his agent mentioned to somebody, oh, he's not happy in Washington, D.C.
That happens, but that was up to Washington, right? Whether or not they would trade his contract. That's on them.
Yeah. Now, can you consider that a form of tampering?
Yes, you can.
And I think there's stuff like that that is happening in the NFL and all sports.
But they're still protected. That's happening, but you're still protected because it's still Washington's decision as to whether or not they want to trade Champ Bailey. They can hold his feet to the fire and say, no, we're not getting rid of you. You might not like it here. You might be demanding a trade. People might be tampering with you, but I still have the control. Whereas Washington, the college right now, I don't know how much ground they have to stand on with
this. A lot of colleges right now are keeping an eye on that because if UW wins, that's going to be that's going to create a lot of clarity.
Yeah, if they win, then suddenly you know, okay, well, that's the language they used in the contract that protected them.
If they lose, that's going to create a lot of clarity as well.
Yes. No, you're right on that one. Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor, servicing all of northern Colorado, formed by two UNC Bears alumni over 20 years ago. Renaissance Insurance has always had our backs. They specialize in risk management, commercial, and personal insurance needs for Weld and Larimer County. Call Ryan at 970-674-8825. Tell him we sent you here. From the whole show. 37 minutes after the hour, Michael. We'll take a short break here. It's the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back in. Nuggets are back in action tonight against the Boston Celtics. The injury report for tonight, a little bit less scary, but I don't know, man. This team just beat Philadelphia the other night in overtime with, I'm pretty sure I saw Michael out there running around. Questionable tonight, Aaron Gordon, right hamstring strain. Christian Brown, left ankle sprain. Jamal Murray, left ankle sprain. Tim Hardaway Jr., illness management. I love the words we use. Illness management. Mike, when you are sick from now on and you take a day, I'm going to say you are under illness management. Joker still out, although Joker's shooting basketballs and Shams was reporting that he could be back. You know, certainly, I think he's just on pace right now. The story seemed a lot bigger at the moment, but he could be around the end of January. This is what we thought. So that means that they might try to not go, you know, have him go through the All-Star break. He could play sooner. And that is huge because here's the deal, Mike. If it wasn't for all these injuries, the Nuggets could really make a move here. The Oklahoma City Thunder are in their last 12 games, are 6-6. This could have been the opportunity to make that move in the NBA because we know how it does come down to like a game or two, the way this thing is going. And it was like that last year. OKC's 30-7 now. The Nuggets are 24-12. They're 2-2 since Joker went down. We'll see what's in store tonight for Boston. But with Aaron Gordon back, Christian Brown back, it certainly makes things more interesting. But now would be the time to strike. Unfortunately, without Joker, you still have monster questions surrounding this team. But how unlikely. Still, that they got that win on Monday night against Philadelphia. I mean, that was such a gutsy win. I don't know. Is that sustainable? Can you keep that going? Probably not. Even Bruce Brown talked about it in his postgame that, you know, it is there are teams when you see that they have a down lineup and a bunch of their stars are out, their starters are out, their bench guys are out, you take them lightly and mentally you don't check in and we've seen that with the Nuggets before. I've seen that all over the league where you go up against a team and they don't have their guys, but there's just a belief factor for one night only. These guys are going to just play tighter and play harder than they've ever played before. They're going to focus on defense and their assignments way more than they ever have. What? Don't do it. Don't even do it. Have you seen an NBA player shoot a basketball, Michael? Have you watched them in warm-ups? They never miss.
I have. It's just it's a combination of the NBA doesn't play defense and also they are just really good at shooting.
Watch a college basketball game. Watch how quickly they can score 10 points in 30 seconds. That does not happen in the NBA. I mean, you watch March Madness. And it'll seem like a team's down 5 with 13 seconds left. Sprint down, boom, one screen, pop. Because defenses aren't tight on them. The NBA, you don't see the lightning fast scores like you do in college because they don't have the defensive ability to get back as quickly, and that's why you see that. In the NBA, man, you give these guys a little bit of room, they're making shots. So your whole little weird thing that you like to do to piss me off that they play better defense in college basketball. They don't play better defense.
I didn't say that.
It's better offense in the NBA.
They said they don't play defense in the NBA.
They play defense. They don't play great defense all the time. I'll give you that. Mentally, they have to check into it. But that's not a primary reason. They play, when they play defense, when they focus on defense, they're 10 times better than the defense of any of your best college defensive teams. Just a no-brainer there. You've lived and died by this argument for many years, and it's one of the most annoying things about you. And there are a lot of annoying things about you. But that's one of them that drives me insane.
Just trying to keep it light here.
That's not light. You know it pisses me off. You know I just it revs my engine. It fires me up, Michael. You know what you're doing.
Grinds your gears.
It grinds my gears. Yes, it absolutely does. All right, let's find a topic we do agree on. Bo Nix. I think we're both ready to say that Bo is going to jump into the top tier of quarterbacks after this postseason. Where would you put Bo Nix right now? Where would you rank him? Out of 32 starting jobs. Now, it's hard to say that because there's so many guys that are backups and played and so many questions at quarterback. But 1 through 32, where are you putting him?
It's kind of hard to tell because, like, they don't...
Yeah, just ballpark it.
Number one.
You'd say he's the best quarterback in the National Football League.
I'm just saying that because it's kind of hard to tell because I don't like a lot of the play calling sometimes. I think when you let him loose.
So Sean Payton is the reason Bo Nix is not the number one quarterback in the league. You think Bo Nix is the number one quarterback in the NFL?
I think when you let him loose, he can be a really, really, really top five quarterback. I don't like a lot of the.
I haven't seen him. You know what I haven't seen from Bo? Where he just sits back in the pocket and picks teams apart. I've seen Lamar Jackson do that, and everyone wants to say he runs the ball all the time. But he can sit back in that pocket, and he can manipulate the pocket, and he can make throws, and he can pick a defense apart.
Yeah, you were with him from the start. A lot of people were just complaining about him. Oh, he's just a running quarterback, can't throw the ball. And then, like, his third season, he proved everybody wrong.
Yeah, he can do that, and that's what I haven't seen with Bo. Mike, I would say Bo is probably right in the middle of the NFL. I'm going to do it. I'm going to play a game. Do we have time?
We have 2 minutes.
Is he better than Matthew Stafford? Be honest. Is he better than Matthew Stafford? No. Say the word no, Mike. He's not better than Matthew Stafford, who is up for probably MVP this year. The answer is no.
He plays better defense than the NBA.
Is he better than Jared Goff?
I'm a Goff hater.
So as you're saying, he's better.
I don't think so.
No, so there's two that are better. Is he better than Dak Prescott?
Yes.
No, not yet. Is he better than Drake May?
May.
No, not right now. Is he better than Sam Darnold?
God, Darnold it. No.
No. Is he better than Trevor Lawrence? No. Is he better than Caleb Williams right now? No.
Caleb's a stud right now.
Is he better than Justin Herbert? No. Is he better than Baker Mayfield?
Yes.
Like if we're doing the today thing, I'll give you that. Josh, is he better than Josh Allen? No. Is he better than Patrick Mahomes?
Yes.
No. Is he better than Jordan Love? No.
I'd love to say so.
Is he better than Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
Is he better than Jalen Hurts? Yes.
Hurts me to say it.
So he's 12. He's the 12th best quarterback in the NFL. He's 12. That's far from your number one. And that's probably being generous because I haven't gone through everybody. Oh, no, is he better than Lamar? No, he's not. He's 13.
Well, Lamar wasn't up there because he's been hurt.
Is he better than C.J. Stroud?
Stroud's also been hurt.
Yeah, but is he better than him?
I'm going to say yes, with an asterisk.
I think he's like, Bo's probably number 15, but he's getting ready to be 6, 49 minutes after the hour. We're going to wrap up this hour. Buy or sell coming up. Sean Keeler, Denver Post coming up. He's smoking something. Not sure. But Keeling Me Softly with Sean Keeler, first edition of 2026, coming up. And if you go anywhere, I got Micah. I got a scooter. He'll get you. He'll get you.
For Avalanche games and talk, keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. Steve Smiley, head men's basketball coach at the University of Northern Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on KFKA.
That will from now on be our East Side Chris, man on the streets, intro for Northern New Mexico news. Because we all know the people of Northern Colorado would like to hear it. Brady, I have belated breaking Northern New Mexico news. We dropped two games on another Colorado swing, 74-99 at Colorado Christian and 84-92 to Mines. Currently 3-8 with the next four games, conference battles. Now back to you and Michael in the studio. 3-8. That's rough. That's a hole that it's going to take a lot of digging to get out of for Northern New Mexico.
Well, thank God they're in college where they play defense.
I don't think there was a lot of defense in the 99-74 game.
There's not a lot of defense in 140-138.
Did they play longer game? Oh, God. Oh. What happened to you? Like, what was it? When? And why and where and who? That's all I know. It's all
I am the one who knocks.
It's in. This was in New Mexico, right? That's why we're doing that.
It was, yeah.
Okay, did you get that? You
Albuquerque.
Understood. Yeah, you got what I was doing. You understood. All right, coming up. Buy or sell? I want Hulligans to answer this. Where are you ranking Bo Nix? Is he a top 10 quarterback in the NFL? The whole show continues. Don't go anywhere.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.